Good morning, 625 on 626-2013. Wow, what a string of numbers. 625 a.m. The date is 626, June the 26th, 2013. And yeah, I'm up, I'm moving. It's pretty early. Good morning. I got out. 6 o'clock came around. I was not quite ready to go, but close. 16 and a quarter minutes. Not too bad for the first mile. Not a record breaker. Certainly not sub 16, but I'll take it. It was a good workout. I worked up a sweat. I'm a little bit winded. My shins are complaining. No pain, no gain. I'm not sure how much I really buy into that pain gain thing, but you do have to sort of push the muscles a little bit in order to get them to do what you want them to do. So, interesting conversation from the last few days has been unfolding on Google Plus about independent bookseller having hissy fits because an author didn't link to their bookstore. And the how can we solve this terrible problem discussion, of course, ensued. And I took it back to them and said, well, the problem is that for an author on an author's website, linking to anything but Amazon, or at least Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Kobo, is kind of pointless. The problem being that you can't really link to a bookstore unless the bookstore has your book. And if they don't have your book, just promoting that bookstore is only going to piss off your readers. Because they'll go to the bookstore and find your book not there and then wonder why you're linking to them. And the other is, there are so many independent bookstores. You can't link to everyone. So the difficulty for particularly the independent author, who is not likely to be in bookstores to begin with, is really exacerbated by the fact that they're probably not going to be there. So sending a reader there only to be disappointed that the book is not in the bookstore, yeah, doesn't work. So, yeah, it's an issue. And I likened it to the problem is that the not linking to bookstores, the decline of bookstores as venue to begin with, even though there are more of them, apparently, than have been in a while. I won't say more than ever before, but the numbers are certainly increasing as people recognize that with the closing of Barnes & Noble, with the downsizing of, the closing of Borders and the downsizing of Barnes & Noble, the slow disappearance of Hastings around the country, that opens up an opportunity for a bookstore. Now the problem is that these bookstores need to have a reason for being. They need to have some sort of value-added proposition. I hate to use that buzzword, but that's really what it is. They have to provide something to the customer. Now, we used to have an independent bookstore here in Greeley, and I didn't know about it for a long time, and I went to see them and visited with them for a bit, and it's like I wanted to do business with them, but after a long talk with the owner, I realized that it really wasn't possible. One of the things that convinced me was I called them up one day to, because they said, oh, well, just call us and we can special order anything you need. I thought, well, okay, I can, you know, the stuff I'm not in a necessarily not in a hurry for. Not necessarily in a hurry for. I'll get these words in the right order at one point or other. Anyway, so I called them and said, I want to order this book. And they said, well, we don't have it in stock. We can special order it. And I said, okay. And she said, so it'll be a week, and it will be, and I don't remember the price. It was like $45 or something. And what it was she was going to order it from Amazon and then mark it up to her normal discount. So she was going to buy basically a print-on-demand copy and pay Amazon, and then mark it up so she got her 40%. And you know, I, as much as I would like to support local independent bookstores, that's not gonna be the way. So if I ordered it on Amazon, even with next day shipping, it would have been cheaper, and I'd had it sooner. Turns out I didn't actually buy the book after all, but the point remains. The fact remains that this was not a business transaction that I could undertake. This was not something that I could support. And it wasn't very long before she actually closed the store. And I'm not surprised, because her location was dreadful. It was not visible from the road. It was tucked away in an industrial-grade strip mall, where the traffic was pretty much zip. And it really didn't serve anybody's real needs. So, yeah, it's not too surprising that she had to fold up. So the question became, how does a bookstore, what would a bookstore do? And I equated the current marketplace to the development of the interstate highway system, and that bookstores, independent and otherwise, are suffering the same fate as the roadside attractions along Route 66. So when the main trunk east-west surpassed, replaced Route 66, all the roadside attractions along Route 66 became problematic. They became, in a certain sense, obsolete. They have no more traffic. Some of them still exist, but only as curiosities. And the people who own them probably aren't making a living from them anymore. In fact, I'm pretty sure they aren't. So stores, motels, all of the things that relied on Route 66 for their livelihood went away. Now, even if the government or even the state had run a 25 or 30 mile spur line from the interstate down to one of these towns, over to one of these towns, however, whatever the general direction needed to be, there's no guarantee that anybody would follow it. In fact, there's no good reason for anyone on the interstate to take a 20 mile, 40 mile detour. So it became pointless, which is where I went with authors linking to independent bookstores. Even if the link was there, and even if the bookstore had the book in stock, having a link to Amazon as well says, okay, we'll take the interstate highway and go there directly. I'll have the book the day after tomorrow. I don't have to pay a premium. And even with shipping, which is nil because I'm an Amazon premium member, why? And the other problem is, how do you link? How do you link? The answer is you really need to have a consolidated independent bookstore inventory database. Monk poll. That inventory database needs to show the stock levels of every independent bookstore who wants to be part of the program. How many copies of which books? Now, for bookstores with 100,000 copies, 100,000 titles, that's a lot of work. Even just scanning the barcodes, using something like Goodreads, the Goodreads app that lets you scan the barcode on the back of the book to add the book to the pile. That's a lot. That's a lot to ask. But you need to be able to put in, search for a title, put in your zip code, and pull up the nearest bookstore that stocks that book. I don't believe that exists. Now, I could go to Lowe's.com and put in, you know, do a search on Lowe's.com for whatever widget I want to buy, new sprinkler head. I'm thinking of that because I'm walking past a bunch of sprinklers and I need to get some. Type in my zip code, it'll bring up the local Lowe's, and tell me if that item is in stock in the store at the Lowe's. It won't tell me if it's in stock at Home Depot, which is about basically across the street. In order to find out that, I have to go to the Home Depot site. I can't do that with every independent bookstore. Now, granted, there are not that many independent bookstores. In fact, in Greeley right now, there are, let me count them, none. But within a 50-mile radius, the big one is Tattered Cover down in Denver. That's several locations. So in theory, I could access Tattered Cover and do a search and find out if they have my books in stock. Hint, they don't. So yeah, for this to work, we have to figure out how the bookstores are going to evolve. Now, in the Route 66 example, so there's some very good analogies there, because while some of the roadside attractions dried up and blew away, towns became ghost towns. Something that happened earlier in our history with the development of the railroads, but that's a different, it's kind of the same story. But even as some of the small towns died out, others began to prosper. Improved mobility, increased speed of transit, cheaper distribution of goods. There's a lot of things that happened because of the interstate highway system that were net benefit to American society. Those towns that were on the interstate highway system, those bookstores that are on the internet, have a leg up, but only if they do things to tap into the new traffic streams, only if they do things to take advantage of what's happening in their physical environment, or in the case of bookstores and the internet, the virtual environment. So it's an interesting challenge, it's an interesting problem. It's like, what added value does a bookstore offer? And some of the values that are being held out are showroom, which is okay, but how do you monetize a showroom? I go to the bookstore, I find a book that I like, I scan the barcode on the back, and an app takes me to Amazon. Or Barnes & Noble, or wherever. How does the bookstore cover its bills? How does the bookstore get paid? Cover charge? Not in the sense of per cover, but in the sense of you charge people to get in to look in the showroom? I can't see that working. I can't see paying $3 to go to a bookstore. $5 to go to a bookstore. Well, I suspect that if it had any kind of traffic at all, a buck a person would probably cover. It'd take a bit of traffic, but the problem is that you're competing with the largest bookstore on the planet when you go up against Amazon. They have the widest selection because they have infinite shelf space. They generally have the best prices because they have economies of scale. Arguably the worst working conditions for their people. But, yeah. This is an interesting challenge. It's an interesting idea. For me, the real question is why? The automobile industry put a lot of blacksmiths out of business. And while there's something visceral, something real about going to a blacksmith shop, about the heat of the forge, the clanging of the hammer on iron, there's nothing really inherently valuable. Good morning. When the country is shifting to automobiles. Now, a few farriers survive, continue to survive. They do a specialty business. They charge a lot more per horse, per shoe, per horse. So that's understandable. Hello. But the larger question is how do you balance that? And as an independent author, I just can't afford to put my books in bookstores. Yeah, I know a lot of people say, oh yes, because you can't afford not to, because most books are still sold in paper. Yeah, most books are still sold in paper, but not most books are still sold in physical bookstores anymore. That's gone away. The latest data shows that, in fact, most books are sold online. 25% of all books, more or less, I suspect it's slightly more, are ebooks. So I don't know, it's an interesting question. Wow, 18 minutes per second mile, I really slowed down. Walking and talking obviously isn't my strength. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.